Hi Anna.
Hi.
Hi Abiram.
Hello.
Sunday was a really great day for Sadana Forest and for Children's Land. What was going on here?
Oh, so many things. You mean in Children's Land? I just start a beautiful project. Children's Land, Sadana Forest Children's Land starts Sunday with a big puja, like a starting point for this project that the kids, the children's from around Sadana Forest can come and can realize their dreams in the land. So they have a piece of land that they can spend their time and having fun with other friends and developing their dreams.
How was from the, let's say, practical part? From the Auroville side, how was founded for the Children's Land, how it started?
Since we started Sadana Forest 6 years ago, we thought about devoting one part of the land for an activity of children. We thought about something that we call Children Ecological Park. And then Anna and Tiago came with their experience in South America of making a children's land. And we immediately thought that that would be the perfect solution for that piece, because we wanted something the children would do and it would be their dreams, not our dreams, not the adults' dreams. This is a part of the free progress of Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and we wanted to enable them to bring consciousness into this land, their own consciousness, and as they grow with the project, to increase this consciousness and build something very beautiful, very centered, very very free, something very free that will enable them to think out of the box of regular life. So we started on Sunday. The idea is to make a group of children that would come every weekend to spend some time with us on the land and to design it and to build it and then to guide other kids through the project. There were, I think, around 400 kids on Sunday, which was amazing. And we hope that some of them will, commit for long term and it will carry on. And then if it's a successful model, we could maybe replicate it in other places in Auroville or in other places in India or even beyond, maybe.
How many children do live in Sadana Forest, and how many children come around from the local villages?
Children that live here at the moment are around the 7, and the people that come from the neighboring villages, there are a few hundred kids in the neighboring villages, and of course not all of them will be interested, but if a few dozens will be interested to be involved on the long term, I think it will be a major success. And of course kids from Auroville that can always come and get involved.
It was written on the invitation that 3 acres were devoted for that, correct?
It's 2 acres.
And how you did it? You asked?
The 2 acres are Auroville land. They are part of Sadana Forest and they will remain, of course, part of Auroville land. They are just a place where the kids can express their creativity, and we'll take care that the land is well protected and taken care of. And
the Children's Land is an idea coming from Peru, correct?
Correct. From South America. Peru is in ANIA organization, non-governmental organization that calls ANIA. We met this project in 2003. We get involved. Me and Tiago were volunteers. We work 1.5 years with them. Actually, this association, this organization starts in 1995. And now they have this project in different places in Peru and in 8 different countries around the world. They start after Brazil, Bolivia, they spread to Portugal. Me and Tiago, we took also this project to Portugal. Yeah, it was because of the Amazon forest was getting totally destroyed. Joaquin Leguia, he had this garden, little garden in Lima, in the capital, and he was all the time taking care of the garden, but was very small, like 1 square meter. And he was suffering a lot because of the devastating of Amazon forests. So he had this dream to care about the earth and take care of the animals, take care of life, you know, of the planet Earth. So, yeah, he started to create this this project, Children's Land, the children's dreams. You know, they really feel if they can create something with life, you know, and they can see, the children can see that life that they create growing and become a beautiful thing, they really will be confident enough to, when they grow with that confidence to create something, and that something exists for them in their life forever.
You got 3 children, yeah? What they think, or maybe they got any opinion about the Children's Land?
My children? Yeah. Very happy. They're very happy because Tiago and Anna are here. Yeah, it's exciting and it's something new, and we don't exactly know what to expect, so that's also part of the excitement. And nobody knows how it will look because there's no plan for it at the moment. It just the plan will come from the children, so it's very fascinating. It's for me also, it's a very fascinating process to see what will end up, you know, what will have there. A very good exercise in detachment, you know, in letting go. Yeah. Because we want to control every design process to make this exactly efficient and cost-effective and this and that. And here it's just letting the children control, which anyway they will control because they are the future, not we. Yeah. So, but letting go of it now is quite difficult. It's a good exercise in parenting, in your spiritual development generally. I think it's every child wants a huge playground to express it himself or herself, you know. And here we have the possibility to give the village kids and our kids, you know, this opportunity to get a canvas, you know, and to paint whatever they want, but in real life. A very rare opportunity. I don't think any of us had it when we were children.
And on Sunday, they planted something already.
Yeah, we planted a few symbolic trees. Now the real work will start for them to understand the land, for them to understand what this land actually needs. Not just what they want for the land, but what the land needs in order to give back, in order to start reacting positively, and how can we keep the water on the land, how can we increase the vegetation, where should we put the structures if we need structures, and that's a process of intimacy with the land that they will have to go through, which will change their perception of what land is. It's, land is not just a place where you can commercially exploit, but it's also an entity of itself, which needs just like a person.
Any more comments?
I think to share with everyone in Orville the excitement of the integration of Orville kids and the village kids and everybody working together to realize their dreams and finding a way to coordinate their dreams with each other, because it's just 2 acres. So there'll be a need to compromise also on your dreams and make a mutual dream. And I think it can become a beautiful, beautiful exercise in human unity.